This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Well, happy Friday at 2 o'clock. This is the time where we have in the past played X's and O's, and we've got Window World back in studio with us. And I am excited to welcome onto the show Kaylee and Jason, who both work for Window World. You guys, thanks for coming in here to play today.
Thank you.
Thank you, guys.
Good to have you. Jason is new. Kaylee has played before. And I want to give you guys an opportunity before we get to the games. We're going to breeze through this here to give you the opportunity to talk about your efforts to help people who are diagnosed with autism. You guys have an annual action for autism. And your auction does such a great job with this. You've done trivia nights and everything. Tell us about this year's endeavor, because it was a really great success.
So at the end of July, we had our 15th annual Window World Action for Autism Trivia Night, which we raised $450,000 to go towards the cause, which is great. And I believe in the last
$450,000?
Yeah.
Holy smokes.
So,
that's fantastic.
Yeah, and they actually got a new campus earlier this year, which we helped put together, put windows, helped them paint everything. So they're able to help a lot more kids and adults.
You have, Window World has almost raised $2 million in their last five events to help this action for autism. That's such an amazing thing. There's a million causes out there to help, but this autism is definitely something that affects so many people so broadly. Everybody understands and knows and loves somebody who has been diagnosed with autism, and that type of help coming from Window World is really an amazing thing to see. So another thing I wanted to talk to you about before we get to the game here, I've mentioned this in my when I'm talking about Window World on the air. We know that right now money is tight for a lot of people, but you can't sometimes in some circumstances. Jason, you might be able to talk about this as a field supervisor over installations at Window World. But bad windows that are not thermally efficient, in some cases, you might not be able to afford not to replace your windows.
It's been night and day. I mean, just even in my townhouse, I've had the four double hung replaced, and I can tell you it's almost immediate that the HVAC starts to thank you for it.
Yeah.
Pretty much night and day with the amount of heat that comes in, obviously, during the summer. And keeping that heat in during the wintertime when it's really cold outside.
So, Kaylee, in order to make sure that people can afford this, well, the Window World has a really great offer right now for people who might be interested in starting the discussion about replacing those windows. Tell us about that.
So we actually just rolled out a new special financing. It's up to 36 months, which before that it was 18, so gives people a little longer time to, you know, make those payments. And if you're interested, just give our office a call and we'd be happy to get a sales representative out.
Yeah, 100%. 314-993-1800 is the phone number, 314-993-1800. You can look them up online as well at windowworldstlewis.com. We are so grateful to have Window World as a partner and sponsor on this show, and we're excited to have you in here. X's and O's is one of our favorite things to do. So thank you both for being in here and talking about some of that stuff with us.
Thank you for having us.
All right. Are you ready to start, Ryan?
X's and O's.
I turn it over to you. It's all yours.
The game where everybody wins except for the losers. We are about to play. So here we are with Window World, Kaylee and Jason. Now, Jason has never played before. Kaylee has. And you guys had a mean game of rock, paper, scissors to determine that Kaylee is going to go first. So, Kaylee, you know how it's played. You got an X, or you got a tic-tac-toe board up behind you here, numbered 1 through 9. Every single one of those squares has a corresponding question. You can pick any square, but then I'll ask the question and one of the experts, Brad or Annie, will have to answer that question. You simply agree or disagree with their answer for the square. So, where do you want to start?
I'll take number 6, please.
Number 6.
Middle right.
And who is going to be your expert?
I'm going to go with Annie.
Okay. I haven't done this in a while, so hopefully I do not lead you astray.
Annie, we have a guest quote question.
This is a guest quote.
All right. This is a real quote from an Annie Fry Show guest this week. And you have to tell me who it is.
I should know the answer to this.
Here's the quote. We, three major networks after your ticket. We have three major networks after your ticket. They have absolutely no line. There's no line they won't cross when it comes to President Trump. So I think when they're throwing that kind of shade, I think you have to fight a little bit.
How come you didn't pull them actually saying it?
That's the way guest quote works.
Okay, say that again without the stutter in the middle there.
All right. We have three major networks after your ticket. They have absolutely no line. There's no line they won't cross when it comes to President Trump. So I think when they're throwing that kind of shade, I think you have to fight a little bit.
Tyrus. I was going Joe Concha. You got to fight a little bit. Tyrus. So I think it's Tyrus.
Okay, Kaylee, agree or disagree? Was that Tyrus this week?
I'm going to agree.
That is correct.
Yay!
That was Tyrus. He was talking about, of course, the VP debate. He was wanting a little more fight out of J.D. Vance.
Yes, he was.
All right, Jason, that means that it is your turn. One square taken.
Which
eight
number?
Eight open.
Let's go number five.
Number five, right down the center. Which expert are you going to pick?
Let's go with Brad.
All right, let's do this.
Brad, Tuesday was the vice presidential debate, marking the third general election debate of the 2024 cycle. Trump versus Biden, Trump versus Harris, Vance versus Walls. Name the network that hosted and moderated each.
So the all three of them?
Each one, yeah. All
and three. Do I have to connect them with it, or do I just give you the three?
You can
networks?
Give me the three. It doesn't matter.
Okay. So the first one was CNN. The second one was ABC, and then the last one was CBS.
Agree or disagree, Jason?
Fully agree.
Fully agree.
Fully agree.
Correct.
I am Jason, and I endorse this message.
Yes.
All right. For the middle square, good job.
Okay.
It's tied.
It's tied after two. Kaylee, back to you.
I'm going
to
go with square number nine.
Number nine.
Bottom right.
Who's your expert?
I'll go with Brad.
All right.
Okay, Brad. Donald Trump sat down with Dave Ramsey to talk economics and defend tariffs, saying our country was at its richest, partly due to tariffs, in which decade?
Man.
We didn't cover
we
this.
We never played that audio.
Yes.
We did have the audio, though.
But
we
I had the audio in the folder.
Good thing it's him.
Yeah.
It's supposed to be on the air, Ryan.
Let's see. Did he say... It was the late 1800s, so it was like 1890s. I know he was talking about McKinley. So 1890s.
I mean, you got to figure out which president it was, and then you can kind of trace it back.
Yeah, right? You go back that way. So I'm going to say the 1890s.
Okay, 1890s.
Lame.
I'm going to agree.
That is correct.
All right. That's a deep cut from the deep cut we didn't play.
It was.
It's a deep cut from the cutting room floor.
Yes, it was.
Oh, this will make a great question.
Good job, Kaylee.
Yeah, good job, both of you. Jason, back to you.
Number three.
Yeah, looks like you got to go for the block there at number three. Who's your expert?
Let's go, Annie.
Okay. Hopefully it's something we covered on the show this week.
Annie. Three conservative-leaning movies are currently in theaters nationwide.
Okay.
Reagan.
Yeah.
Am I Racist? And Dinesh D'Souza's new movie, Vindicating Trump. Of the three... Which has the highest 2024 box office total?
It's not Vindicating Trump. I went to see Am I Racist, and it was in the top three films. Reagan has been out longer and probably had a wider release. But I'm going to go Matt Walsh's Am I Racist, not I Am Racist.
You're going to go Am I Racist by Matt Walsh as the highest box office total
know?
So far.
He
this is a tough question.
He's not endorsing this message. He's questioning this message.
Let's agree.
You're going to agree. Kaylee gets the square.
No.
Kaylee gets the square.
It's got to be Reagan.
It is Reagan.
I'm sorry, Jason.
That's a tough question. It's $27 million Reagan has made to Matt Walsh's Am I Racist at $11 million so far.
That's not even close.
Yeah.
Sorry, Jason.
All right. Hey.
I'll try to throw Kaylee under the bus here shortly. Just wait.
That's the way it's played.
Well, that's a tic-tac-toe.
That's the first tic-tac-toe of the game.
Man.
Now where are you going to go, Kaylee?
I'm going to go back to Brad.
Okay.
Back to Brad for square number...
Two.
Number two. Okay, Brad. The Cardinals season ended in a whimper with no October baseball to look forward to. Tell me, what place did the Cardinals finish in the NL Central?
Oh, geez. I stopped watching them. And
also things that we did not cover on this show.
Dang. Third in the NL Central.
You don't sound too confident.
I'm not confident.
So I'm going to go with disagree.
You're going to disagree. That is correct. They finished tied for second.
Really?
Second.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, tied with the Cubs.
The Cubs.
That is correct. Tied
with
the Cubs.
Who had the tiebreaker?
The most wins on the season, and the Cardinals had beat the Cubs more.
So we get second?
If it
mattered.
Yay! Did it matter?
Hooray!
Jason, it's just not fun. Let's get this going. Let's get this going. All right, where do you want to go?
Let's go number one.
Number one. Okay.
For the block.
Who is your expert?
We're going back to Brad.
I felt that right here, Jason. Right in my heart.
Okay, Brad.
Also, okay. Probably a good move.
Brad, this and Jason, this is one of our audio whoopees.
Whoopee.
All right. The actor who plays Shazam and Chuck and Kurt Warner made a political endorsement this week.
We live in a country that has been hijacked by a lot of people who want to take this place way off the cliff. And we're here to stop that, right? We're here to make sure that we are going to take back this country. We are going to make it great again. We are going to make it healthy again. And so I stand with and I stand with and I stand with everyone else who is standing with President Trump.
That is Zachary Levi. Who does he stand with? The two names that are beeped out there.
I'm so glad it's those two names and not his, because I couldn't remember his last name.
I knew all three of them.
So it's
completely useless right now.
I don't know the order, but it's Robert F. Kennedy Jr. and Tulsi Gabbard.
Agree or disagree?
Agree.
Here's the answer.
Good move.
And so I stand with Bobby, and I stand with Tulsi, and I stand with everyone else who is standing with President Trump.
It was Bobby
because
Bonilla.
I do believe that of the two choices that we have, and we only have two, Donald Trump, President Trump, is the man that can get us there.
Flynn Rider for Trump.
I couldn't remember
Still
that one.
Still pretty happy about that.
Flynn Rider, that's what it was, from Tangled.
Yeah.
Okay, Kaylee.
Let's go number eight.
Number eight. Just going to try to sweep across the board here. Okay. Number eight, and who is answering for you?
I will go with Annie.
That's probably a bad decision.
Annie, I'm glad we didn't leave you out of the audio whoopee.
Thank you.
Whoopee.
Annie, one thing we've learned over the years is that Puff Daddy likes to collaborate with lots of people as often as he can.
My.
Here's...
I'm disappointed in you.
That's tough to do because the bar is pretty low.
Well,
here's one song he did from our high school days.
Okay.
My name is Puff Daddy. We like to dedicate this next song to the class of 98.
Class of 98?
Oh, that's when I graduated eighth grade.
Okay. So, not quite high school then.
I was class 98, just grade school.
The song, I'm going to tell you ahead of time, is all about the Benjamins. Mm-hmm. This, though, is the rock remix. I remember liking this song. I'm going to play the song, and then I'm going to ask you a question about it. Okay. Here's the deal. This was a huge song in 1998.
Yeah, this is exactly what my parents wanted me to be listening to when I was in eighth grade. Go on.
Name anyone on this collaboration with Puff Daddy. There are seven people
play
who collaborated.
Play the whole song.
Oh, I can, but I can play the clip again if
play
you want.
Play the clip again.
Okay, here you go.
Mace, Biggie, Eve.
You gonna pick one?
Is that Diddy? I guess you're not gonna tell
Puff
me.
Yeah, that's Puff Daddy. Not Diddy.
Tupac.
I'm gonna go with disagree.
That's a good one.
That is correct. Tupac was not on
Biggie,
that song.
Mace.
Notorious B.I.G.
Was
Eve was not. Lil Kim.
Oh, that's who that was.
Was The Lox, whoever that is. I think that's part of the rock. Tommy Stinson, Fuzzbubble, Rob Zombie, and Dave Grohl.
I've only ever heard of
Rob Zombie.
Two and a half of those people.
Yeah, so there you go. All right, Jason.
Let's go with seven.
Number seven. Who's your expert?
That'll be Brad.
Okay.
I am dead to him.
Brett, you guys are saving the...
This is my fifth one.
Okay, so this is your last
right,
one.
I get it. Good grief.
Right, but that I'm out after this. Everything's
there's only one square left.
Oh, there's only... No, there's two.
After this?
Oh, okay.
After this, yeah. But this is Brad's max out because he's done a great job.
Yeah. It's not really even that.
I mean, I didn't want to say anything.
No, you couldn't help yourself.
You're right.
He's got his hands up. He's like, it's five. I've gone five times.
It's like the first time that we've done this.
Gosh, I already maxed out?
Yeah.
Not even at the end of the game.
I'm just so popular. I didn't even know. I needed to make sure everyone knew because, you know, five. Okay. Kaylee's going to go, can I pick Brad?
Brad and Jason, you have stumbled into AI. So this is a real clip from the week run through artificial intelligence. It won't sound like the person saying it, but you got to tell me who said this.
I will say more than anything. Many times I will talk a lot. I will get caught up in the rhetoric. But being there, the impact it made, the difference it made in my life, I learned a lot about China.
Who said that?
Oh, he didn't say the line. That's Tim Walz. I think he calls himself a knucklehead later on in that.
He started it saying that he was a knucklehead. Not this clip.
Yeah,
you guys
Tim Walz.
Sure.
Agreed.
Jason agrees. Here's the real clip.
I will say more than anything. Many times I will talk a lot. I will get caught up in the rhetoric. But being there, the impact it made, the difference it made in my life, I learned a lot about China.
All right. Jason has salvaged the corner squares there. And it is now Kaylee's turn. Actually, there is quite a bit on the line here, isn't there?
Nah.
Because if you don't get it, that would be a tie, although I think you'd still get the tiebreaker. But you could really dominate if you do get the question. So.
Kaylee, I'll try to do right by you.
Thank you.
Number four.
If I don't know the answer, I'll ask Brad.
It's a smart move. All right, you also have stumbled into AI. All right, this is a real clip from the week, run through AI. Tell me who said this.
I was raised by a woman who would sometimes go into medical debt so that she could put food on the table in our household. I know what it's like to not be able to afford the things you need to afford.
J.D. Vance. Brad?
Sounds pretty confident. I'm going to go with agree.
You're going to agree. Here's who said it.
I was raised by a woman who would sometimes go into medical debt
Hooray.
So that she could put food on the table in our household. I know what it's like
Jason,
to not be able to
back.
Afford the things that you need to afford.
Come back again. Let's do it again.
It's been fun.
All right. We got one tic-tac-toe by Kaylee, and it was 5-3 in the square. So congratulations to Kaylee. You are 6 squares, 6-9.
Tic-tac-toe. A winner.
Yes.
A winner.
You're a winner. care of Nancy Pelosi. So congratulations to you. I'll remind people to consider Window World if you're looking for replacement windows for your home. The very best windows, the windows that are simply the best for less, you can enjoy them at 36 months, same as cash financing, which is a great opportunity. Just give them a call at 314-993-1800, 314-993-1800. And a reminder, if you mention the Annie Fry Show when you call to have that conversation, you'll be entered to win tickets to a St. Louis Blues game. So don't forget to drop the Annie name in there for an opportunity to win those tickets. Jason, Kaylee, a pleasure to have you in here. Thanks for being with
us. Thanks for having us.
Thank you. Go Blues.
Yeah, that's right. Let's go Blues. That's blue season for sure. We'll be right back. Don't go away.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back to the Annie Fry Show. It's Friday. Happy Friday to you. We are glad that you are here with us. The YouTube live chat poll for today is what scares you the most? Spiders, heights, snakes, or other? I'm spiders. Brad's heights. Ethan with snakes. And Ryan, what else are you afraid of?
I'm other. I'll say loud noises.
Loud noises? Yeah. It's real skittish.
Mm-hmm. I just kind of run. A balloon pops. I'm like, ah! And I'm just gone.
Are your kids afraid of anything specifically? Like, is there anything in your house that you have to avoid?
Yeah, I mean, they're afraid of, we talked about this a little bit already with the decorations. If they see that kind of stuff, they're like, Dad, I can't go to sleep now for three hours because I'm thinking about the knife in the skeleton's head.
Yeah, that's part of next question. We're going to continue that right now. I had asked the question, should it be okay to scary decorate? And I'm talking like horror show things that if they came up on your TV screen in your house, you would, as quickly as you can, keep it from your kiddo's eyes. Should there be any regulation on it? I think it's an interesting topic right now. This is the only time of year where I feel like your decorations in your house on your property are going to be somebody else's business.
Yeah, and I can't imagine Christmas being a problem, so...
Maybe I'm not really for like regulations from the municipalities or whatever, but maybe just like a nice, is there any way to tone that down? And then public shaming.
I am all for that. Because I'm really torn on the like city ordinance thing. But if there is some sort of way to just make sure the person knows that that is not really acceptable, I'm okay with that. And for adult, I don't care at all when I see it. So it's not as if I'm like, ooh, I hate this. I just worry that my kids are going to that night because this happens.
Well, is it even appropriate for
They're
children?
Going to ask me that night to pray with them because they can't get this image out of their head. Like, that's too much. You've gone too far.
Yeah. What do you think, Brad?
I think that there should be some sort of limit on that. I think that there are decency laws out there. It's not a violation of free speech to say you can't have a 10-foot poster of a naked woman in your front yard. You know, I think that some of these things go
Where
too
do you
far.
Live?
Nowhere that has that because we have decency laws.
That's why you move out to the county.
Yeah, you gotta go out to the county.
Unincorporated. and the taxes.
But like to your point,
mainly the taxes, not like, the naked pictures so much.
It's where is the line? Is it the scary phantom statue, or is it the like two skeletons dissecting somebody on a table?
Right.
You know, like because the phantom will be scary, but I think it should be based more on gore than.
That's tough,
shock
too.
Value.
That's a good point, because what does qualify? When you see it, sometimes you're like, well, that definitely would. But other times you're like, it's just scary. It's not gory. So yeah. I don't know. That's tough.
Next question?
Go ahead.
I got one here. Besides war and diplomacy, what would be the best way for countries to settle disputes?
Besides war and diplomacy.
Whack, paper, scissors? What are we talking about here?
Let's think outside the box here.
I think, okay, if I'm Kamala Harris and I'm the President of the United States, I think I could just ask them and they would just do whatever you wanted because people are decent.
That's diplomacy.
Why don't you go first, Brad?
Yeah.
All right. How about this? How about Lego building contest? You have an independent judge.
Ryan, okay. Why didn't you think of that?
And you decide what's going to be built.
All right.
And then you say, all right, give me your best Lego builder, and I'll give you my best Lego builder, and we'll build it. Or we could just do single combat. You pick your champion, and they pick their champion. They battle, and whoever loses, the country loses.
I think it should be hide and seek. Ryan?
Two people, well, if it's two countries, two leaders sitting at a table. Something's happening and I don't know what it is, but it's very funny.
You don't even know what I said?
No, I don't know what you said. Two people. All right, two leaders of countries who are in a dispute. They sit down at a table with a county fair logo or banner behind them. And you tie their hands behind their back and you put a pie in front.
Pie eating contest.
Smash that face in that pie. Whoever finishes the pie first, they win.
Done.
Next question. I got one here. This is from InfoDude. Have any of you ever owned a vehicle that was produced before you were born?
No.
Yeah, I have.
Have you?
Yeah, it was a 79 Ford Thunderbird.
That's kind of cool.
Yeah, it was kind of cool. It was my first car.
My first car was produced the year after I was born. It was an 82 Cutlass Sierra. So, no, I've never owned a car that was made before me.
I don't know that I've ever owned a car that wasn't 10 years old or older.
I know what you're saying, because I think I've only owned one new car ever, and it was my little Ford Focus that I drove, Fiesta.
Never have I owned a new car. Never. I've never bought a brand new car off a lot. first stone.
The only reason I did that was because it was $9,000.
See?
I'm like, hey, I can afford that, maybe.
The only reason I haven't is because they're like $35,000,
$40,000. Oh, yeah, now, for sure.
Next question?
Next question. I'll ask one of my own here. Would you consider yourself a health nut?
No. I would consider myself health conscious, but not a nut. I think that would be a disservice to health nuts.
Follow-up question.
Uh-huh.
What makes a person a health nut?
Somebody who prioritizes it above... Like, in your life, you have to make sacrifices, and they don't ever sacrifice on health.
Okay. I would answer that question by saying that it's somebody who... That is their main hobby, or maybe even part of their profession. That's what they focus on.
Yeah, I was going to say something similar to what Annie said. It's like in your top three priorities or something like that.
Yeah. And
no, I wouldn't consider myself a health nut.
Would you?
You know what? I'm right on the line here, but I'm going to say no.
What line?
I'm right on the line between being just health conscious and a health nut. You guys know I kind of straddle that line. Let me ask you one follow-up question now. Do you think that among health nuts or really health conscious people, there is any sort of political lean to those people?
No. I think I can think of lefties that are that way and righties that are that way.
Same. Yeah.
Me too. I just didn't know because with the RFK stuff, you know, people who are health nuts, they research, especially food. And so I just wonder what that does. If that's your priority, like if that's your number one thing in life is that you are health conscious. And you're on the left, you hear RFK going, hey, I'm going to change food. I'm going to make food better. We're going to eliminate all these chemicals and things. Does that, you know, put you into a bit of a quandary? I just wonder.
Got another one?
I'm going to ask one that Dash asked just because I think it needs to be addressed. How did you do at your speech last night, Ryan?
Oh, I did get I got a text message last night from Hannah. And there's really only one way to do this, and that's just to read it. Hannah, thank you for giving me permission.
I didn't know this, so I was sitting next to Hannah, but I didn't know this.
I got a picture, a really Ryan Wiggins-like picture of him sitting there at the table with Hannah in the background. This is so Ryan is sitting there with the creepiest looking smile on his face and a glamour shots. You know, cheek to fist, elbow on the table, like, oh, hey, that's how I'd describe that. And
I'm wearing the shirt.
And then she didn't text me any words with that picture.
Okay.
And I said, he fully committed, LOL, with some laughing faces. And then she wrote, he just put his fingers in the appetizer, not knowing it was food.
Okay, that kind of happened.
I go, wait, what?
Then
she writes in quotes, oh, that's food. I thought it was garnish.
Okay, that is a direct quote. And also our GM wrote that quote down in her phone as well. Yeah, I know. Okay, that did happen. But here's the thing. It was a cheese. It was like a cheese dip with some bread. And so we're all sharing it. And I went to move what I thought was garnish in the middle of the cheese. And it was like a honeycomb. And I moved it. I'm like, oh, you can eat that. I thought that was a garnish.
You stuck your fingers in it?
Well, I was just moving it for everybody. And then I realized it was food and that nobody could eat it now that I had touched it.
So did you eat it?
I did. I just went ahead and ate it. It was honey. It was really good.
How was your speech?
Okay. Here's the thing. I had what I would call a number of false starts on the speech because I realized after false start number three or four, people weren't doing speeches. So I was like, okay. And I'd ting the glass and I'd start talking and people would be like, no. And
they didn't stop talking.
They just keep talking. But the one time the GM tings her glass, everybody listens to her. So
she's in charge.
I guess. So anyway, the answer is...
You're letting this award go to your head there, buddy.
My speech did not go as planned. And I would say I had 10, 15 minutes, then I got maybe 20 seconds of it out.
What did you say?
I just started with greetings mostly. I didn't even get through the intro. Just thank you all for being here. You know, it's a tremendous honor. I realized that all of us are winners, but some of us are winners more than others. And then it would stop, like, right there, and people would just start talking again. So that was kind of unfortunate.
What did Hannah say in her speech?
That's, I guess, like I said, nobody else gave speeches.
Oh.
So it was hard to gauge.
What did they say about your shirt last night?
Some people tried to compliment my shirt.
What do you mean they tried to?
You could tell that they were kind of at a loss what to say. Like, they were saying things that they thought would come across as nice, but you could tell they were kind of struggling with it the whole time. So I did let them know that, you know, this shirt, I had to commit to it because I said I would on the air. And then they kind of said, okay. But it didn't... I'm a little concerned that I've created a reputation where that doesn't even matter anymore.
I was going to say, did you go there? Did you wear that shirt? And everyone was like, oh, Ryan, you look nice. Then they went on with it.
They kind of did. It didn't really move the needle.
So what you're saying is people think that you and that shirt belong together.
I think what I'm saying is that I need to rethink some of my life decisions because I've established kind of a plumb line that I'm not sure I'm comfortable with.
What did Katie say whenever you got home?
That's another good question. I walked in and she was watching something on her iPad facing away from me. And so I had to stand there for a good 30 seconds before she finally turned to see why I was standing there. And then she said, are you really? Did you go change into that just now? And I know I wore this. This is the first time I ever worn it.
Where did you even get this shirt?
And I said, my very good friend got it for me for my birthday. And she knew exactly who that was.
Which friend it was? She had a peg?
Yep, she knew.
And then what did she say? Did she laugh? Was she smiling? Was she concerned? Did she let you stay in the house?
She eventually kind of smirked.
Like this morning?
But I think like our coworkers, they've all just kind of shrugged now.
Well, this is your moment, Ryan. You've arrived.
Yeah, I really have because I, you know, this must be what freedom feels like. You can kind of do anything you want.
And
people go, whatever. It's just Ryan.
Oh, boy. That shirt. Let's take a quick break. When we come back, we'll wrap up the show. What scares you the most? Spiders, hide snakes, or something else? We'll get to your comments when we come back. You can go to the Annie Fry YouTube channel to vote in the YouTube live chat poll. It's there on YouTube in the live chat. Erica said, I put other. I know Annie is terrified of spiders, but I'm not afraid of something I can easily squish. I'm afraid of economic collapse, war, fatal diseases, and evil people. Well, I'm afraid of those things, too. But what if they come up with spiders? Kurt said he's afraid of people who want to destroy our Constitution and our Republic. Julie said spiders because they are most relevant. I don't encounter snakes or hides as often. Julie, I'm with you, girl.
This is the Annie Fry Show. Follow Annie on Twitter at Annie Fry Show.
It's a totally iconic song.
Yeah, totally.
When you hear the song, what are you thinking about?
Oh, man, I'm thinking about all kinds of late nights. Thinking about good friends. Thinking about even closer friends. Thinking about Ethan walking in right now and wondering what we're talking about.
Sorry, Ethan.
No words for that.
Yeah, I'm a huge saxophone fan.
Mm-hmm.
You? No. You said you don't like it?
Not so much.
Why?
It makes me laugh.
Well, that should make you love it.
And it makes me not take songs with it seriously. I mean, in the sense that we're making Weird Al songs, then yeah, I like it.
What's the most underrated instrument?
Somebody who's rocking a tambourine on the hip, who's just way into it at a show. That's underrated.
Brad, you like saxophone?
I do. I like saxophone. There was a guy that played in our church band for a while. He was Air Force, and he played. His job in the Air Force was to play in the Air Force band. So he was really good. And we're like, so do you need any music? He's like, nah, just tell me what key we're in. And then he would just let it rip. And it was the most amazing thing that I had ever
that
heard.
That would go so unnecessarily hard, having a saxophone in your church band.
It did.
I can't
it
get
went
over that.
That does
great.
Sound weird. Like when they play along with the organ?
No, we don't have organ.
Oh.
They have like pianos and guitars and stuff like that, contemporary worship.
It's just
music.
Not your typical, you know, you, like you said, you have the guitars, you have the drums, and then you just got this guy ripping a sax
yeah,
up there.
He was so good.
That's the kind of stuff that gets played in Chick-fil-A. Like almost exactly. The saxophone doing the vocal part, that's pretty much what it is.
Most underrated instrument, Ethan, Brad?
Oh, jeez. Go ahead, Brad.
I think it's an electric guitar, or not electric guitar, steel guitar with a distortion for like a rock song.
Oh, man, you kind of put me on the spot there. I don't know how it's not really underrated, but I love piano. I think it's so pretty. Hmm. Yeah, just a very elegant sound to
cello.
It.
Cello.
Ooh, cello's good.
Harp, steel drums in a hymn.
You're just saying things.
Yep.
Steel
how great thou art with steel drum. Don't knock it till you've tried it.
That cello.
Have you tried it? Have you tried it?
I didn't say I had. I just said don't knock it.
He hasn't knocked it.
And I'm not knocking it. Look at me over here. I'm not knocking anything.
Your implication is that it has been knocked.
I'm not knocking that. I'm not knocking
steel
I'm
drums
not knocking
in
steel
a
drums
hymn?
In a hymn. No way.
What kind of hymn goes with steel drums?
I just said how great thou art.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Well,
get Perry Farrell on steel drum.
Is that made up?
Knocking down Dave Navarro.
Okay. All right.
I have no idea what's happening.
No, he says things like this. And are you talking about people from Foo Fighters or whatever right now?
No, that's from Jane's Addiction.
Foo Fighters.
Yeah, but he says that. And then you say other bullcrap things like that stupid name of that cologne that I didn't know if it was real.
Johnny Donkin and
Johnny
the Funky
Donkin.
Bunch.
Well, now what are you knocking Johnny Donkin? How can you do this?
Well, just read the reviews online.
I will. Oh, gosh.
The people of Twitter have been sending me the links to your $30 Amazon shirt from yesterday.
That's ridiculous.
No, and it comes with long sleeves.
Ugh, that's probably the cheap version that they found.
No, they found both.
No, my friend wouldn't do that to me. He would only spend a lot on me.
And all of the things that you were saying on the air were also in the reviews. Go read the reviews. It's a complicated shirt. And
the patterns are super complicated. That's what makes it so expensive.
So expensive. And everybody is doing, like, it is a Wiggins bit review after a Wiggins bit review. And I was simultaneously amused and pissed. I was laying in bed last night at 1 a.m. going, he didn't even come up with this crap himself. Person after person on there talking about how it's a $300 shirt, but it should be more.
I've never been more pleased to hear that. After a segment, to hear you go, I was simultaneously amused and pissed. It's really my
actually
goal.
Actually, generally how I feel about you.
That's great. That is really great. That's why I'm just a happy guy, because yeah. I'm achieving my life goals every single day.
Yeah, when I asked the YouTube live chat poll question myself, what scares me the most? Spiders, easily. Go to Brad, he's at heights. I walked past Ethan on my way to talk to Brad. He's like, I go, this isn't like deep and existential. This is just like what scares you. He's like, I don't like snakes. I'm like, perfect. And then I went into Ryan and he's like,
I was like, oh, I don't know. No, dying alone.
I know I asked you if death scares you. You go, nah. I was like listing common fears. He didn't have
And
any.
Then I said, public speaking. And then I realized what I do for a living.
Yes.
And you were like, you can't say that, you dummy. I was like, ah, it's true.
I
it's
didn't
not...
say dummy.
Well, you implied it.
That's possible. He couldn't come up with anything.
I couldn't, so
you
I said other.
You said being in control.
Yeah, losing control, not being able to solve something or figure something out. But then I did, to my credit, after you left my office, you came in here and you were creating the poll and you were creating the live stream and stuff. And I ran back in and I yelled, clowns. And you were like, it's already up. I already made the poll.
No, that's not true. You didn't come in here and say clowns.
I did. I yelled clowns. I don't know if you heard it, but I did yell clowns.
You just said that she said something in...
You probably scared other people in the office when you yelled clowns.
I think I yelled clowns, and then I ran in here and I said, I have one. And you said too late.
No, you said something, but it wasn't clowns.
But
you told
said me
clowns before we started the show.
Oh, and it was natural disasters.
That's what you came in here and you told me natural disasters.
Yeah.
And I said, I'm afraid of a massive Helene hurricane more than I'm afraid of a spider. We can't put these in the same poll.
Yeah. Dang, it's such a shame that you didn't hear me yell clowns. Because that would have been perfect.
I didn't. I don't like them.
I don't either. And I think it would have won. Between spiders, heights, snakes, and clowns, only one of those things...
Are you sticking by snakes, Ethan?
...can, like, crawl into your crawl space and come up through your vents.
Actually, I guess spiders.
They could do that, too.
Actually, I think the clown would have the most challenge.
Who picked heights? Brad, was that yours?
Yeah, heights.
I don't understand... I don't know. Heights has never been an issue for
me. Heights isn't scary. Falling to your death is.
I mean, hypothetically, I can understand
gravity.
How, oh man, we're way up here, but I don't know. That one's never been one that's
a phobia. It's irrational. I mean, it's a little rational because falling off would be bad, but it's a phobia.
I think you could really apply that rationale to any of those. You could say, oh boy, we're really high up here. Oh boy, look, a snake. Oh my gosh, a spider.
Oh look, it's a clown in my bed.
Yeah, but you're a little bit more, you're in
with, I'm an undecided
with
voter.
With heights, you can be a little bit.
Natural disaster.
With heights, you can be a little bit more in control of it.
Yeah.
You can't really be in control of what a snake's going to do or what a spider's going to do.
Spiders and snakes in that regard are similar in that their movements are so quick and completely unpredictable, which I think is what freaks me out about them.
Right.
Like you can, I've said this before, but the way I kill a spider is by covering it in whatever is left in the can of shaving cream that I can find or whatever, and I pile it up on top of them
so that
if they crawl away, they leave a trail.
Oh, wow. Does that fight its way out?
Not if you use enough, but it's happened.
Does it suffocate?
I didn't ask it.
What? Man, I want to try this now.
My husband will come home and I'll
diabolical.
Be like, you need to go up in the bedroom. And I got a big shaving cream circle on the floor.
Real question. What would you rather see? If you saw somebody walking down the street waving at you, but there's no parade, there's nothing, just walking around waving, would you rather it just be a random person or a clown? Ethan?
I think the dead air siren's going to go off here in
a
second.
That's always Ryan's goal.
Wait, so you're asking
if you'd rather a normal person wave at you or a clown?
But no, they're just walking around waving at everybody. It's not you in particular, but they do wave at you.
This is a really weird question. Normal person.
I changed my biggest fear. My biggest fear
Ryan?
Is being locked in an elevator with Ryan. Elevators.
Me too, because locked in would be tough. That would be somebody maliciously putting us in there.
Ethan, do you have the results for today?
I do.
Let's hear them.
What scares you the most? Spiders, heights, snakes, or other? 41% said other, 28% say heights, 21% snakes, and just 11% say spiders.
Well, I'm part of that minority there.
Mm-hmm.
You win today, Ryan.
Thank
other.
You very much.
Ryan in the category of other for Friday
I
afternoon.
Took all of the other fears.
Yeah. Thank you for listening today. Stick around. The Reardon Roundtable is coming up next. So you got it right here on 97.1 FM Talk. St. Louis is home for conservative talk. We appreciate you so much. Don't move. We'll be right back. Oh, oh,
oh, O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Oh, 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 O'Reilly
Auto Parts. In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole with its V-shaped stud configuration is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.